The number of patients being admitted for COVID-19 at St. Joseph's Hospital seems to reflect the larger drop in hospitalizations across the county. WIER's Scott Willis has more.
Nurse Pearl Lavalette is St. Joe's Infection Prevention and Control Manager. She says, like other hospitals, they had to be very flexible, very fast, and staff was able to accommodate those coming into the ER and urgent care.
We did see, I think, in line with everyone else in the community, quite a few patients at the onset of this hitting our area, but in the past week, I'd say we've leveled out quite a bit, if not even started to decrease the number of patients that we're seeing and having to admit to the hospital.
She says early on, like everyone else, testing was more limited due to high demand and in turn affected turnaround times. Now she says as demand has leveled off, supplies have caught up. But Lavalette says they still can't test everyone, which is seen as a way to truly get a more accurate reading of the disease in the community.
We're not at a point yet where we can safely test any asymptomatic person that walks through the door, but you know, we are still limiting a majority of our testing to folks that are symptomatic because we want to make sure that the testing remains available for those people. But there are certain instances where we've been asked to and we've been happy to help, like with the county executive, his discussions around testing nursing home staff.
Onondaga County has set up a remote testing center in the East Syracuse Walmart parking lot for nursing home staff. The county is working with Nascentia Health to test residents in independent and assisted living facilities. Lavalette says turnaround times on tests are as little as 2 hours with Laboratory Alliance in Liverpool to 48 hours at the state lab in Albany. She says they've had no reports of lost or contaminated tests. Scott Willis, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.